This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
President Trump says a wall is already being built. Says, I don't know whether you would call what he's doing a compromise. I'll be honest with you, I don't know. But here's what I do know. A wall better be going up, and he better have a lot of video come 2020, because there's been a lot of talk about the amount of money he wanted for the wall. I want $5.7 billion. I don't know why he picked that number. I don't know whether you need that much to build a wall or not. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. But you can't put a number out there and back down and let the Democrats feel like they're winning. Now, if you say, look, I don't care what the number is. If you want to explain it to me in a way that says, I knew we only needed a billion and a half to build the wall, but I got to give them a big number because these clowns won't give me anything. Okay, but explain it to me, because I don't want to feel like you're losing. You tell me you're a winner, I want you to win. I want to feel like the compromise is not with us, that you got it down, bro. That's what I want. Anyway, what else we got going? Mitch McConnell wants to get a vote on the new Green Deal, the Green New Deal, the GND, because he wants everybody on record on the Green New Deal. The Democrats are running from that like you wouldn't believe. I told you guys that Ocasio-Cortez is going to do a lot less media. I got a guy that's betting me on this, and I'm telling you, it's coming. They have clipped her feathers. You know what happens? Have you ever owned a bird? Periodically, you have to clip the bird's feathers so that when you take it out of the cage, it can't fly away. And eventually, the bird just kind of goes, I can't even fly. It won't even try to fly. Have you seen that movie with the blue macaw or whatever it is? It is a cute film. Oh, man. National debt hit $22 trillion. Which honestly isn't bad. Donald Trump's now into his third year. He inherited over, it was almost $20 trillion when he inherited. And, it's still growing, unfortunately, at a large clip. But I think we can get it in control. But $22 trillion is now where we are. And think about the amount of debt service that's on $20 trillion. It's got a life of its own. It's building its own atmosphere. We can dig into that a little bit. How about we start with some polling? Yeah, there's some presidential polling for the Democrats. How many Democrats are running now? Like 1,400? It's become a joke. Here's what Rasmussen says. Morning consult interviewed 11,627 registered voters who indicated they may vote in a Democratic primary or caucus in their state. The firm said it will release its updated results each week going forward. Now, here's what I want to remind you before we get going. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Got to do that periodically because people jump on and off the show. Not so much with this one, but with others. Anyway, so in previous polling, this is a man's world. It's a man's world. Yeah, because it was Bernie Sanders. Then I believe Joe Biden. And then I believe it was Beto O'Rourke. Those are the top three vote-getters, a month ago, something like that. It's changed. That's right. Democrats are fickle. So it's moved around in this poll. It's the morning consult poll of 11,627 people. And get this, Joe Biden is at 29%. Yeah, well, we should have the previous numbers. I'm not blaming you guys. Don't start panicking over there, my producers. But, because they didn't know I was going to bring up the old polls. But I do remember Bernie Sanders was number one, and he was a top number one, a staunch number one. And then, like 21%. Then Biden came in at 14 or something like that. O'Rourke was at 10 or 11. And then the women's insurance after that. So here's what's funny. There's been a monumental shift in the front runner from Bernie Sanders to Joe Biden. I think that's a big deal. Why did Biden suddenly leapfrog Bernie? Now, Bernie's still polling in the 20%. He's at like 22%. But But Biden was at like 14. He suddenly leapfrogs. What did he do? Somebody give me something that Biden did that made people go. And now they say, oh, it's name recognition. It was name recognition when Bernie was at 22 and Biden was at 14 or 21, whatever Bernie was at. It was name recognition then. I think this is orchestrated, but whatever. I don't care. Let them fight it out. But the third place person is now a woman. She's moved up. It's Kamala Harris. She's jumped Warren. Warren was ahead of her a while back. It was like Warren at 8% and Harris at like 5 or 3. And now Harris is at 13 and Warren is at 8. What does that tell you? Sounds like Wigwam, the Pocahontas, is losing ground. She'll drop out. But also, the Kamala Harris leapfrogged Beto O'Rourke, who's coming off of his big rally against the president. He'll eventually drop out. He's at 7%. Get this. More well-known candidates. Cory Booker, New Jersey, 5%. Amy Klobuchar, who's like the, they say she runs her campaign like a Gestapo. She's at 3%. None of the 12 other candidates or potential candidates listed in the survey topped 2%. So what do we got? 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So far, 19. I don't know what this poll tells you. Who do you guys think? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. KJRadio.com or 844-551-8255. Who eventually wins the thing? We should do one of those brackets, and we pit people against each other, and you say who wins between so and so and so and so, and then get down to the final two and see how close we come. Here's what I can tell you: the Democrats are in deep kimchi. If you're the Democrat nominee this time around, you should be. It's just not good. Thanks for turning that up for me. It's not going to be good. If you're the Democrat nominee, you're a sacrificial lamb. I don't know. What are we going to be talking about else? Well, failed leftist policies. I got a great story for you on that. And what else? There was a story a while back about investigating the FBI, but maybe, I don't know, we may get to that. We're going to have a fun hour, I know that. You guys having fun? How's your day? How you guys' day going? Is it going to get up? I mean, I'm going to tell you up front. I don't think, I'm talking to my producers, folks. I don't think you guys prepped as much as you normally would. Are you letting me carry am I carrying the load today? Because I feel like I'm the one that's going to be carrying the load. Nah, we got a lot of stuff here. We'll be back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I told you guys the other day how brilliant I can be. And I wasn't bragging about it. It was just the truth. I gave you a theory. And I said, I believe that Ocasio-Cortez was set up in the New Green Deal, or the Green New Deal. I keep getting it mixed up, but the Green New Deal. It was a setup, but it wasn't just a setup for her. I told you guys, I said, this is part of a big orchestrated event, man. It's going on. This is a cosmic event of, or I should say an event of cosmic proportions where the universe is shifting, not for us. We are in the cool. We are ducks just paddling easy in the water, man. But the Democrats are scrambling. Welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Yes, the brilliant one. Kevin Jackson, what do they call Levin? Like I forget, but whatever it is, Handy has a name for him. I'm going to get my own name. I'm going to call myself the brilliant one. Because I bounced this idea off a few people and I said, hey, look, what would you say if I told you that this Ocasio-Cortez deal is a setup? First of all, I told people the Democrats would set her up. I thought with a dude, they'd find some, you know, Puerto Rican or black hunk and they would, you know, get her, catch her in a sexual twist. But that doesn't play with Democrats. So, you know, that threw that theory away. But I knew they would try to get her. I just didn't know how. I knew it would have something to do with her own stupidity, because guess what? She was leaving a lot of fodder out there. You know, it's like leaving your purse open, you know, with money right on the top at a concert, at a rock concert. Okay, something like that. So I knew it was going to happen. I just didn't know how. So then the other thing I said was, once she came out with this new Green Deal, Green New Deal, I went, okay, this is it. Game on. And sure enough, game on. So, and I talked about this the other day on the show. I said, Pelosi fed these guys some green energy nonsense, and they went for it. And Ocasio-Cortez goes, it was like a Jerry Maguire moment, except there is not going to be a happy ending where Cuba Gooding Jr. gets the big contract with the Cardinals. No, there's no write your treatise. And everybody's going to go, hey, in the end, and it's going to change politics forever. This was written, I know fourth graders that could write better work, and it was written in the craziest way. People should have been fired, as we discussed the other day, but Alexandria Cortez is too stupid, or Ocasio-Cortez, she's too stupid to even know who to fire. She looks at them, they look smart to her. The people that let her talk about cow farts look brilliant, and that we got to get rid of airplanes and we got to rewire the grid in 10 years. And by the way, that's only going to leave us 2 years to enjoy it. But so what? So I said, you can't look, folks. You could, if you told the Republicans, let's go get Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Let's devise a devious plan to get her. We couldn't have come up with this. I'm pretty smart. And I would have been like, okay, so let's do a green energy thing, because, you know, I said she loves that. And let's put stuff in there that will make little boys laugh, like cow farts and stuff, and see if she'll post it. And everybody would look at me like, come on, Kevin, man. You stop being funny. Let's come up with something real. Okay, y'all, I was just teasing. That's what would have happened. So, I mean, I would have written in there somewhere, pull my finger. But long story short, we couldn't come up with anything better ourselves. So I was reading this piece, and it validated everything that I said, and it did it in one sentence, and I'm going to see if you can find it. But here's what they say. The plan, written by Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, a freshman Democrat from New York, and Senator Edward J. Markey of Massachusetts, was modeled on Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal and embraced by several presidential candidates, including Kamala Harris, Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat of California, Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat of New York, and Cory Booker, Democrat of New Jersey. It was also welcomed by Senator Bernie Sanders, independent of Vermont, who is seen as a possible presidential contender. The sweeping resolution, which calls for the United States to eliminate additional emissions of planet-warming carbon dioxide by 2030, was also signed by more than 60 House and Senate Democrats. The plan is a non-binding resolution and outlines goals in broad strokes rather than mapping concrete legislation. Spokeswoman and spokesman for Senator Harris, Senator Gillibrand, Senator Booker, and Senator Sanders did not return calls or emails requesting comments on the error. Now, they're talking about the error that Ocasio-Cortez now says, oh, no. The real document that we were producing wasn't out. We did a mock document. You know, like it was our practice document or our not the completed one, whatever you want to call it. But, okay, so let's go with that for just a second. The mock document, whatever we call it, is still crazy. Really? That's how you gathered your thoughts on this? How are we going to deal with cow farting? I mean, look, folks, I could see them in the room going, we could do so much here, you know, but there's certain ramifications of this that go beyond humans. So, for example, like cows farting, you know, how do we deal with that? Good point. Alexandria Cortez was like, good point. Point with her finger. Write that down. Cow farting. Yeah, and then what about the implications of air travel? I mean, people are going to have to do something much different. Yeah, put that down. We're not going to have any air travel. Yeah, write that up. Wow. So, I don't know if you caught the sentence that should have put you on pause, but it was there. Mm-hmm. Spokeswomen and spokesmen for Senator Harris, Senator Gillibrand, Senator Booker, and Senator Sanders did not return telephone calls or emails requesting comment on the error. So these people bought into this thing, hook, line, and sinker, along with a group of other people, 60 congressmen and senators, and more presidential candidates, and now nobody wants to talk. See, I thought that was kind of strange. They go on to say this. Ms. Cortez, or Ocasio-Cortez, has promoted the plan as a blueprint for the eventual Democratic presidential nominee. But Republicans have turned the episode with the FAQ into a campaign moment, putting out a news release saying the document revealed the new extreme left's startling priorities. Who could blame them? Smart move. They completely screwed it up, said John Ferry, a Republican and former senior House aide. The fact that a young freshman would make careless mistakes is not that surprising. The fact that all these presidential candidates who are trying to distinguish themselves from the president by saying they have gravitas and credibility would so blindly follow her is a little shocking. Boom. That's what I'm talking about. And now what happens? The fallout is they all look stupid. Nancy Pelosi races to the rescue with her more reserved climate bill, which, you know, still should be thrown away. Because unless we let the big boys do it, I don't care what Pelosi says. But big trouble for the Democrats. Ocasio-Cortez started this mess, and I'm going to follow her. I've told people I'm going to make sure you understand I know what I'm talking about. She's not going to be in the news cycle for quite some time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate confirmed William Barr to be the next Attorney General of the United States, despite Democratic concerns that he would oversee Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. He was approved by a 54-45 vote, with three Democrats joining every Republican in support. Barr will be sworn in at the White House at 4:45 Eastern Time. Chief Justice John Roberts will administer the oath of office. Florida senators are marking the one-year anniversary of the school shooting massacre in Parkland, Florida. On the Senate floor today, Senator Marco Rubio praised the strength and resilience of the victims' families.
And in the year that has passed, they have turned their grief into effective activism, as have the students.
Senator Rick Scott was Florida's governor at the time of the tragedy.
Nothing we say here today can bring back the lives that were lost, but we must never forget them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm amazed that they can get El Chapo. They can convict El Chapo, but they can't convict Hillary Clinton. Come on. Hillary Clinton and Comey and team. What y'all doing over there? Let's get some justice. They fly in a Mexican to convict. I mean, that's some racist stuff right there, if you ask me. Man. Woo! Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That's totally racist. We don't have enough Mexicans in America we can prostitute. We gotta bring El Chapo back. Look, I get it. He committed crimes, blah, blah, blah. But couldn't he be tried in Colombia or, you know, wherever? It's too corrupt, what? But we're not corrupt here. I'm surprised El Chapo couldn't buy his way out. Seriously. What he should have done is drop the Clinton's name. Something like, I donated to Obama. Wink, winky. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. So socialism fails. It fails every time. Well, almost every time. I don't know if it's working, but I'm not going to speak in absolutes, but it almost fails every time. And there's a magazine out. It's called Eater. And after 9 years of being in business, Panera Bread's socialist pay-what-you-want restaurant, Panera Cares, will officially be closing shop on a day that the government is going to get potentially shut down again due to the business model's unsustainability. Couldn't sustain it. Panera cares. We care. Hey, listen, come on into our store, eat on us, and decide what you want to pay. Let me tell you, I wish that store hadn't shut down because I had enough time. You know, because it's what? 9 years in business, I could have gone by there. Go to Panera and you get I like the chicken sandwich because it's got grapes in it. I like it. So they put two scoops on a croissant. It doesn't even cover the entirety of the bread. It is so thin. It's like those new thin Oreos. And they charge, you know, I don't know what they charge, but it's like, you know, $9. And if it's 50 cents in ingredients, I'll eat my shoe. So they charge you $9 for these two little ice cream scoopers. And I'm not talking about the big ones like they had in the old days, but the little ones. Bloop, bloop. Barely enough to cover the bread if you make it real thin. You know, about the thickness of a sliced grape. And not a big sliced grape. And that sandwich with some nasty chips and a piece of hard bread, that's the extras, costs you like $9. And it's a ripoff. And I've done it even with the half sandwich and soup salad combo. And the salad, they don't give you enough dressing. And I'm not kidding you. The salad is lettuce with a little bit of shaving of some cheese and maybe some shavings of some almonds. And it doesn't amount to 20 cents worth of food. and they charge you a crazy amount of money. And I've always gone back to say, because if you ask for anything else, they're like, well, an extra soup's going to cost you $2, or an extra thing of salad dressing is going to cost 50 cents. And you're like, that's what the whole thing costs to put it in the plastic and sell it to me. Anyway, they rip you off. But they give you the reward points. And they, every now and then they'll give you a cookie on your birthday or something. But that's supposed to make up for it. Anyway, I'm going to get off my tirade. But I wanted to go because I want to go there when they dish up my whole dish, the thing that I want. I go, okay, here's your $2. Yeah. And I wish that Panera Care had been right next door to me. Because I would have gone there every day. And a number of these. Now, here's why I would order it. It's really tasty. If you can get, you know, yeah, here's what you end up doing. You end up scooting it all over to one side of the croissant and cutting off the croissant that you know you're not going to need. Because you can't, you know, there's not enough stuff on there for flavor to even eat the bread. So I would have gone there every day, gotten me that croissant with a thing of the either the soup or the salad. I would have gotten me a cookie. And I would have gotten the green tea. That was kind of my order. And instead of paying the $21 or whatever it is that I would pay for that meal, I'd give them $2. And I would have done it. You guys think I'm kidding. My producers are like, come on, I'm serious. If it was next door to me, I would have been there every day. And I would have experimented with the menu. I would have gotten that, because I used to get that Asian salad occasionally. I'd get that Asian salad. Then I'd get me some soup. You know, one of these, the chicken soup or the, they have a, what is it called? With the onions. French onion soup. I'd get that French onion soup. I'd go crazy in there. And my going price would be $2. I think that's what it's worth. I'm not slamming them because it's decent quality stuff. I get what they're trying to do. But if you're going to do something like this, understand it isn't going to work. That Panera Cares was called a non-profit restaurant designed to feed low-income people. But, they says rather than create a charitable organization that distributes food to the needy families or a discount outlet or even a dollar menu like, you know, McDonald's and others, Panera tried to create a socialist system which meals were offered at a suggested donation price. That means that some people would pay more, others would pay less based on what they felt like or could afford. By simply offering food at a low price, hat tip, Dollar Tree, Panera completely removed any incentive for patrons to meet even the lowest standards of consumer retail exchange. The result, some people paid their fair share while others enjoyed a, quote, free lunch. Upon opening first Panera Cares in 2010, the company's founder, Ron Shaich, said the cafe was designed as a quasi-test on human sensibility to raise awareness about food insecurity. Well, you know what they did? They food insecured him out of business. Yep, an experiment, huh? Would people pay for it, he asked at a TED Talk. Would people come in and value it? Let me tell you what the types of people that leftists have trained. For this clown to expect value shows the level of, he's an ingenue. He's naive. Naivete is what it showed. Anyway, Panera Cares went on to open 5 locations in cities like Dearborn, Portland, Chicago, Boston, and St. Louis. None of the restaurants were self-sustaining, with some locations repeatedly being mobbed by students along with homeless people looking for a free meal. The Portland-based Panera Cares was reportedly only recouping between 60 and 70% of its total cost. Folks, I'm not talking about profit. It's cost to operate. The losses were attributed to students who, quote, mobbed the restaurant and ate without paying, as well as the homeless patrons who visited the restaurant for every meal of the week. The location eventually limited the homeless to a few meals a week. So here's the experiment, the grand experiment. It was going, hey, you're coming here too much. No more for you. No more soup for you. And they became like the soup Nazi on Seinfeld. You, no soup. Right, you were here yesterday. You out. Sound rather Asian, but you get what I'm saying. He says, we had to help them understand that this is a cafe of shared responsibility and not a handout. He said this back in 2011. It can't serve as a shelter, and we can't have community organizations sending everyone down. What did you expect? sharing responsibility, people ultimately came to the locations for a handout. That's what leftism teaches. There was no shared responsibility. They wanted good paying people to fund it, and they couldn't get enough. Worse than that, it became a gathering point, you know, where homeless people knew, hey, come there, get a free meal. It's a good meal, good free meal. Let's all hang out. It was, I mean, can you imagine the homeless having a place where they're like, shoot, why wait in the soup line? I'll go to Panera, we hang out, talk about old times, whatever, you know, stink up the joint, run away good patronage, because who's going to wait? I mean, can you imagine the line at a free joint? I've waited at Panera when I had to pay. You think I'm going to wait? You know, I mean, the number of people that I'm going to pay, and I'm watching people get free food, and I'm going to step up and pay and wait in that line that's out the door? No, not at all. Here's what they go on to say. Measures to maintain order is what they needed, but they backfired with multiple online reviews denouncing the restaurant for being an unwelcoming place, accusing it of false advertising. And as with every socialist experiment, the natural harmony between the commoners and the power brokers devolved into hostility. Same thing is going on in California with the homeless out in L.A. And they're going, well, you know, let's build walls. And, you know, the homeless are cutting their tires and stuff like this. Patron said security guards roaming the entrance and glaring at customers. People working with at-risk residents described incidents during which they were rudely told off by managers for, quote, abusing the system. Sounds like Starbucks in Pennsylvania, doesn't it? You can't use our bathroom unless you buy something. Others describe situations in which visitors trying to participate in the pay-as-you-go system feeling shamed for not being able to afford the suggested donation amount. Right. They're losing 30 to 40% of their money just in operations, and they're wondering why they're shaming you into paying the suggested amount. So they've been closing one by one. Last one's going to close in Boston in only days. They sold to a private equity firm and yada yada. So anyway, didn't work because none of these things work. Socialism fails. The human experiment is, if you train people how to take food, how to take something, they're going to do it. That's why I tell us all the time, stop letting
this
them take
the
from
Kevin
you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm Calvin Phillips of Campus Reform. Today we're at the University of Miami talking to students about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal. It sounds nice, it's ambitious, but will students support it when they find out what's actually in it? Let's talk to them and find out. The number one trending thing on social media yesterday was her Green New Deal. It's a plan to combat climate change. It was already endorsed by multiple Democrat frontrunners for president in 2020.
Yeah.
Based on what you've heard of the plan, would you say you view it favorably or unfavorably?
I view it favorably. I think that we need to cut our reliance on fossil fuels.
It's definitely a great idea.
I like that it's
progressive. I like that it is going to push the world forward in the way we need to be.
I would say it's a favorable act, just from like knowing like who's endorsed it and just like some like little things. It sounds great.
I think it'd be great for us.
I think if we didn't do that, then we're going to be killing ourselves, basically.
Got it.
So we need to take care of ourselves.
I think it's very important to support that.
Anything that would reduce our dependence on fossil fuels is really important.
I definitely support this movement.
Some of the things in the plan I want to get your opinion on. So the plan says within 10 years, we're going to completely outlaw coal, natural gas, and oil. So gasoline, anything like that in 10 years.
I don't agree with that. To be honest with you, I think we need those things to live.
And I do not think it is feasible in 10 years. I don't think that that would be something that would be able to be done in such a short amount of time.
I think 10 years is a little extreme because I feel like there's such a big global market and economic impact of oil businesses. Albeit it might not be good for the environment, but you can't deny there's a big economic impact to these companies.
What's your thought on that?
Sounds like a reach, honestly.
Do you think that's feasible?
No.
If you're unwilling to work, we will still supply help for your salary and help for a living wage.
No, absolutely not.
If you're not willing to contribute to society, then I don't think that the people who are contributing should pay for you. So I disagree with that.
I feel like it kind of sends the poor message of, you know, you can just get away with not doing anything and, you know, getting money. It's kind of stupid.
I don't like that personally. Unwilling isn't the best way to go about things. Like, I don't want to go to college, but I have to get a job, so.
Everyone needs to contribute. That's the only way society works.
I don't know about that one. I think that if you're unwilling, that I don't know if you should receive money for that.
If you didn't want to go to class, if you were unwilling to go to class, should I still give you a good grade?
No. Yeah, like people definitely need a job and need to work.
Eliminating almost all air travel with high-speed rails. What's your thought on that?
I feel like it's kind of the same one. It's like, I feel like 10 years is a little extreme for that.
I don't think it should be eliminated altogether. I think it's definitely, like, it can be an option. I think we should, the more options we have, the better.
I think that's drastic. I haven't heard of that one yet.
Yeah, I can't see that happening, you know, honestly. We've come so far to get to this point where we are right now with using these resources, and to say, oh, we have to get rid of it in 10 years seems a little too much to me.
Who's going
to
pay for all of it? Who's going to offset the trillions of dollar cost it would be?
Right. I don't know. Okay. Nobody knows. Okay. Like, it's kind of like, who's really going to pay? I don't, like...
Based on what you've heard from these, does it change your perception of the plan at all?
Yeah, a lot.
Sometimes you need to take extreme measures to save the environment, but I don't think that is, like, I think it's a bit too extreme.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So when they, campus reform goes on a campus and they interview these college kids and they just say, hey, what do you think about green energy? Oh, love it. Let's do it. Yeah, let's everybody do it. Then they get the details. And they're, oh, no, I can't do that. That's just crazy. And that's the deal. That's why I talk to you. When we do headlines, that's all these kids see. When they see Trump is racist, when they see conservatives are racist, conservatives are homophobic, conservatives whatever, they don't delve into the story and go, wait a minute, that story got it all twisted. They run away with that is what they believe, what they think. Glad you guys are here listening to the program. I hope you do more. I hope you go out and tell people about it and let them know. A lot of you do. You write me notes every day. Hey, Kev, man, love what you're doing, this, that, and the other. Love you back. Can't thank you enough. Anyway, one other quick thing I was going to talk about. What was it? We'll do a whole segment on the mother being jailed. Oh, I know. I want to finish up on that Panera story that we had talked about earlier where Panera Bread, a St. Louis-based company, opened up Panera Cares restaurant, these ones that you can go pay what you want. They had suggested amounts to pay, things like that. Doesn't work very well. So they had that. And the guy who started it, the company's founder, he stepped down. His name is Shaich. He stepped down as CEO in 2017, and he admitted to the St. Louis Post in the next year, last year in 2018, the nature of the economics of that decision to open up those stores didn't make sense. See, let me explain those Panera things, and then we're going to get into another topic. But the Panera story is really interesting to me because socialists think it's a good idea to go, hey, you know what? We're making money as an organization, as Panera. Let's give back. Let's open a store and let's test it and see how it does it, and let's see if it can sustain itself, because we believe in human nature. We believe that our way is right, and we're going to put them smack dab in the middle of these urban indoctrination centers and test our theory. And they did. And those stores couldn't generate 60 to 70% of operating income at cost. I'm not talking about to make money for people. They, for every dollar they put into that store, they got 60 to 70 cents back. That's it. Infrastructure, all of it. Food costs, you name it. And it was proven that it didn't work. And it proves, quite frankly, that socialism doesn't work. Now, in that respect, there are some stores that are sustaining themselves. But let me tell you what the not many. I'm talking about these stores that say, we're going to satisfy the homeless, because it sounds so good in principle. Let's make a store that people can come and eat for free, that, you know, eat and give what they can. If all you got is 50 cents in your pocket, you know what? We'll take it and go on and go be with God. But what did the homeless do? They took advantage of it. They showed up. The people running homeless shelters said, hey, we're out of food, but don't tell them that I told you, but Panera will give you free food. And suddenly, what is it? It becomes just like a homeless shelter. It looks and feels just like it. Now, the patrons who are payers, where do they go? Don't go to that one, is what they'll tell you. Don't go to that Panera location because it's always full, blah, blah, blah. So the people that you really depend on to do things the right way are the ones that go, we're abandoning it. And you think this model's going to work. No wonder this clown stepped down. So now a holding company owns it, and they're going to kick everybody out. They got to rebrand, retool, let people know this is no longer a pay-as-you-go or pay whatever. That place was running like the government. But let me go back to the ones that work. So there's occasionally one of these stores that works. And you know what those stores do? They are subsidized by some rich fat cat or the owners or something that are willing to take the loss. Those outlets, whatever you do where you go, pay as what you can, blah, 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 they do not work in the long run. It took these guys 9 years to shut it down. You want to know why? Because the parent corporation was footing the bill and suffering. And finally, somebody got some sense at a board meeting and went, look, enough is enough. You know, hey, Pat, we tried your experiment and it failed. We're going to shut these down. They had, I don't know, 6-7 stores. Shutting them down. You know where all the stores were located? They were located in big cities. Now, let me tell you where that store would work. It would work in little towns where people have common sense sensibilities. And you would put a Panera Cares, and if you said, for every thing that we do over, we give it to the homeless. We occasionally feed people. We encourage them to come by. But we're a fully operational store. We want to prove in the goodness of people. If they had set those stores up in little towns, you know, population 50,000, where the mayor is a Republican, the city council is run by conservatives, and people understand what giving is about, every one of them, well, I wouldn't say that, but overwhelmingly most of those stores would have been successful. But you put them in these urban indoctrination centers, and you think that they're going to work because somebody, you know, we're going to do the right thing and all that. There were so many things that went wrong. College kids. You know, took the most advantage of them? College kids. Going, shoot, man, I ain't eating at this cafeteria. I don't have a meal. I'm not eating cup ramen. Remember when college was about the struggle? Panera Bread says, don't worry, Panera Cares. Goes, don't worry about the struggle. Come on over here. We'll give you a meal, and you pay us what you think we should have. And you know what they've taught these little socialists? I don't have anything, so I don't have to pay you anything. You're operating on, and somebody else is footing the bill. I don't have to worry about it. We're all good, right? Yeah. So then they get mad when Panera starts shaming them. Hey, look, man, come on. You come in here, you get a free meal, and you don't give anything? You give us 50 cents? Come on, man. You know your parents got money. Go, you know, don't come back in here doing it. Oh, now y'all got new rules. Yeah, that's how it works. I tell you guys all the time, stop trying to satisfy socialists, progressives, Democrats, scumbags, whatever you want to call them. I prefer the latter, scumbags. Stop trying to satisfy them. You never will succeed at it. I'm going to leave it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.